The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 344.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder and CEO of Innovators Box, and I'm just really excited to have her on today to share her story. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Monica Kang. Monica, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Sure. It's great to be here. Thanks again for inviting me. Excited to share my work and my story. It's like you have mentioned, I'm the founder and CEO of Innovators Box, where we empower leaders from all different fields, how they can make creativity a practical toolkit and empower them to their next level of where they want to be. And so, yeah, that I guess. And then also I'm pretty active in the community side. So I also wear other community hats such as Startup Weekend, DMV Startup and Starting Block and all these other leadership groups in the DC as well as the greater entrepreneurship community.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what's your cultural background?
I'm Korean American.
Thanks for sharing that. And Monica, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote actually is a quote by Jim Rohn. He says, "You are the average of the five people you spend most time with." And for me, that actually connects back very strongly to self-confidence because I think we often feel that self-confidence is done alone. But I think it makes a difference when you do surround yourself with the people who believe in you, who help challenge you, as well as help you find a new version of who you can potentially even be. And so I say that for me, when it comes to self-confidence, actually that quote is something that I think a lot about as well, of helping you be a better version of who you can be by surrounding yourself with others, but also you being that person for other people.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I totally believe who you surround yourselves with is totally, you know, makes a big difference in your self-growth and self-confidence. Because when you surround yourselves with negative people, toxic people, I mean, you're attracting the wrong things into your life. So it's really important who you spend time with and who you surround yourselves with. So thanks for sharing that quote. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence is when you feel 100% who you want to be without worrying about any labels or attachments. And that might be labels that society put, labels that you feel that maybe your loved ones might put, and really being excited about who that full version of who you are. I think that's when confidence is at its best.
I like that definition that you mentioned because, you know, there's so many of us who try to please, you know, our families, society, and we don't feel, you know, 100% ourselves because we're still trying to put on this mask or this facade that we have to be like the good wife, the good good daughter, good sister, you know, the whole shebang. And when we can let go of those things and realize we can't please every single person, that's when we can just let ourselves be free to be who we are and live the life that we want. So great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I would say pretty tough. It's the short answer. I think for me, I've always had some kind of confidence, but then I think the level of confidence in certain settings were different. So I think before I fully felt like I can be who I am wherever I was going, I would be a little bit more risk averse. I think I kind of worried what other people might think. I'm kind of still sensitive to people's energy, so I'm very attuned to, you know, kind of warm people versus like people who are very cold, and I can feel that. Now the difference is that doesn't really bother me, I don't try to personalize it like I might have done unconsciously when I was a lot younger. And for me, it's just a mere fact of like, you know, people having different energy cycles of like, there's just people who are just generally always like a hugger who like loves to hug and like just excited to see people versus some other people who are like nice, but like they're not necessarily with that type of energy. And I realized that just being more mindful for myself that, you know, it's okay to know who are the people that I feel more closer to faster, because that's also part of self-awareness. And I might have I might think that I'm developing a great personality, but that might be still something that certain people might not like. And not trying to personalize it, I think, is really important. And I say that it's important because when I didn't have those in the degree that I wish I'd had in the past, like I said, I felt very risk averse. I think the unconscious paranoia really, I think, hits you there and makes you almost feel guilty for things that you shouldn't really feel guilty or even think about. But I feel grateful now because I think I even more appreciative of where I am now because of that entire journey.
Thanks for sharing that. And Monica, what was like the point in your life when you realized like you didn't always have to worry too much of what other people thought and, you know, you can go out there and do the things that you want? What was that aha moment in your life?
I'm not really sure if there was one big aha. I think there were a lot of incremental moments. But I think the number one moment, one of the moments that I would say was realizing that, you know, I mean, I've read the statement that just because, let's say, someone is upset and says something to you, it's not because of you. It might be something that they're going through. And I think there was a certain time during one of the work, when I was working, that someone was really mean to me of something, I think in the way they were ordering something or something in the way that they were dressing. And I felt very offended in the way that they were just communicating that. It kind of made me upset. And I was trying to personalize it almost at that point because that's how it felt. But then right around that time when another colleague noticed that and I was talking out the situation, he was like, oh, well, first, don't try to personalize it too much because actually what has happened for this person is that they were having a pretty rough day. I forgot the specific details, but I remember thinking to myself, like, wow, like later on, actually, that person even apologized to me and said, like, sorry if you felt anything negative. I was just going through really a lot of stuff and I was really stressed when I didn't know how to handle it. That stuff that we had to get done just had to get done. And I just didn't know how to control my emotions because I was really upset about the other thing that was happening in my life that kind of spilled over all the other communication. And I would say those are moments like that really reminded me, like, right, like, yes, maybe that person is upset about something to me, but I shouldn't let that have like an immediate downpour impact on how I feel. And because I care very much about people in general, I have to be reminded that when those moments happen, to not take it too personally. You know, if there's a way maybe I can be of help, you might actually be the right person to be of help as well, and you'll be surprised where you'll get. And so that's I think how I feel about it. It's not like there was one singular aha. I think there were incremental small moments like that that gradually pushed me and nudged me and reminded me that, right, like, it's not just one-sided and there's a way to shift the way you think about it.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's a great realization because, you know, sometimes we just take things too personally, not realize it's not even targeted towards us. Mm-hmm. And when we can practice to let go of that, I mean, that's when we can start building more confidence and kind of learn to let go and keep moving instead of dwelling on it and overthinking about the situation. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
Happy. I mean, one thing, it's been really great to do my business full time and really do everything and anything I can to really empower more people to help them gain new confidence, both in creativity, but in their personal journey. It's tough to kind of go through this path of, you know, whole unknown, but it's really exciting, I think, to also realize that you are also both the person who's responsible for the things that don't work, but as well as the things that really work well. And you are making a difference every day in everything you do. And I think that itself is really, really exciting.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in a similar journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would encourage, one, go with your own pace. I don't agree also saying that, you know, just because someone figured out something overnight, another person should feel the same way. Everybody goes through a different journey and needs to go through different things. And so, for certain people, if they feel like, well, I still need to wait until certain resources or foundations are built, like, do what you need to do to get there. But I think, two, really find allies. Like, if you don't have, I really recommend having mentors, really great peers, and even junior colleagues that you can constantly surround yourself and remind yourself of that positive growth. People who can give you real-time feedback, but something that can help boost your confidence, not down, put you down in any way. And three, I would really be I would really encourage our listeners to, you know, find what is something, what is the most exciting way that you like to grow? For some, it might be reading. For others, it might be traveling. For others, it might be watching TV, like watching documentaries, like whatever that form is, find what works for you and really dig into it. And, you know, the more you invest in your own self, the more you will see. And if you just expect this some magic to happen overnight, I can guarantee you that's not going to happen. You're going to get only overnight magic with overnight effect. So if you want long-term effect, I highly encourage to think in those long-term thinkings of what is something that you really need and go in your own pace as you find allies and find the resources to help you grow. And, you know, I guess fourthly, big dream big, you know, be daring, be bold. And give yourself the permission to continue growing. You might surprise yourself and see where you are in even a few months or a few years. And I think that's the most exciting part. And I hope that we have more females who don't feel worried about any kind of labels. And that's what I would share.
Thanks for sharing that. And those are all great tips, especially going on your own pace. I mean, as Asian women and growing up in Asian families, the compare game is always, you know, a popular game. And mm-hmm. we have to learn to let go. Like, we can't always compare ourselves to our cousin or to our mm-hmm. friends or to Bob's child, whoever it is, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to learn that this is your journey. Embrace it. Enjoy it. Love it. So thanks so much. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm pretty active on LinkedIn and Twitter. For those who want to learn more about me, I can definitely send you the LinkedIn link. I think at LinkedIn/Monica H. Kang. Same for Twitter. It's twitter.com/Monica H. Kang. And for my company, where I am also pretty active about sharing the work we do, as well as for those who's interested in creative confidence, it's Innovators Bug. So InnovatorsBox, all in one word, both on LinkedIn, or actually LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any of those social medias. And so you can choose whichever platform that works best for you, but that will be another way to great way to stay engaged.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Monica, you can also head on over to the TaoSelfConfidence.com and search for Monica's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Monica for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Look forward to hearing other stories as well. Thank you for doing this.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.